This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Hello, Betsy.
Marcy, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty dang good.
Good. We're doing it.
Oh, man. We are so doing it.
It's happening. We're happening.
It's a fresh start on a new year.
Oh, I'm so pumped. Any resolutions?
I made a bunch at midnight on New Year's Eve, and now I don't remember them.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I bet a lot of people are like, me too.
I mean, I went to the doctor the first week of January.
That's huge.
I went to like a bunch of doctors to be like, hey, let's do this.
Am I okay? Yes.
Yeah. Mostly it was just like, got a new insurance card.
Good.
Let's hit that deductible. Yep. Let's do this.
Good. So, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about you? Any good year's resolutions?
No, I don't like doing that stuff because I put a pressure on myself.
Yeah, it's already too hard.
I just want to have fun.
It's already too hard to live.
So I'm just going to have fun. That's my New Year's resolution.
I think that's a good one.
Thank you.
Well, this is not a resolution. This is a bad segue. But a lot of people have sent us the news.
Oh, yes.
That our friend.
Oh, yes.
Amanda Teague. Amanda Sparrow Large Teague. Or Amanda Teague Sparrow Larg. I don't really know. I never did know it, guys.
Marcy had no clue.
The woman who in 2000, this is an article from Newsweek, our friend who married a ghost.
Oh, yes. And we interviewed.
We interviewed her. You can go back to the episode. I don't remember which one it is.
I don't either.
You guys can look it up as easy as I can. Don't you ever ask me that.
Don't you ever ask us.
People will do it, though. They'll be like, what episode? Like, you could go look it up.
I don't know. I don't know.
So Amanda Teague. She married a 300-year-old ghost.
Ghost pirate.
A ghost pirate.
Yes.
And they have divorced.
Oh.
It's very sad. So this is the Newsweek article.
Okay, great.
This is where they put presidents on the cover article.
Newsweek. Yeah.
Newsweek. Okay. In July 2016, Irish woman Amanda Teague declared that she had married the undead spirit of Jack Teague, a 300-year-old Haitian pirate she claims inspired the Pirates of the Caribbean movies series iconic Jack Sparrow. The pair have now divorced some 2 years after the ceremony on international waters. The Irish Mirror reported on Saturday. Teague, who is Jack Sparrow impersonator, announced the split on social media, writing, "So, I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I will explain all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality.
Oh.
It's not something to mess with."
Oh, my God.
So,
what do you think happened?
I don't No.
Has she been updating?
Well, I mean, obviously she is planning to write another book.
Yes, about when it's bad to dabble.
Yeah, truth be told, Betsy and I had an off-mic conversation where we said, should we even talk about this? Will it be? Oh. Yeah, and I was like...
But you're right, it's in the news.
Absolutely. She's like, how would we ever know she had married or divorced a ghost?
True.
We would
True.
Never
we
have
would have
known.
Never known.
Except so now for she was like, she hired a publicist and let everyone
Very
know.
Very true. That guy, I was like, I don't know if we should bring up this because it's a bummer.
No.
But then it is in Newsweek.
I know plenty of people
so
who've
great.
Gotten divorced and none of you know about it.
Yeah, me too.
Right? It's
yeah.
just, that's
You so. Don't know about my divorce.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I got divorced.
From what?
From what? From whom?
I imagined you marrying an inanimate object. That you're one of those people who falls in love with train stations.
Hey, it happens, and I'm just telling you.
But you fell in love
Nintendo
with
Nintendo was it's hot, man.
I feel like you could fall in love with a Margaritaville.
You're not far off. You're not. I mean, I could see myself falling in love with Margaritaville on City Walk.
It's hot. It's sexy.
It's a sexy, sexy restaurant.
We should do like a all day City Walk where we don't go to Universal. We just hang out at City Walk.
Marcy, I've done that a bunch.
How have I never gone?
I don't know.
I gotta
where
get
you
it.
Just go bar crawl.
I gotta get in there next time. So she leaves it kind of mysterious with this whatever.
Yeah.
So I've done like a little bit of research because
okay.
I'm friends with her on Facebook
yeah.
for some reason. So she might hear this. And so I'm friends with her on Facebook, and there has been like little things here and there that
yes,
have been like confusing.
Hints. Okay.
Or just like little. So let's see. Someone was asking her like, and this is in like one of her comments. Someone
yes.
asked her about like Jack Sparrow and blah, blah, blah. And then if they were still together, and she's like, unfortunately, he needed to move on. But you are correct that we were together in past lives.
Whoa.
And could have been in this one, too, had he been reincarnated.
Oh.
He is my soulmate, but the relationship with him being in spirit was unhealthy for both of us.
Yeah.
So that made me think that maybe it was just like matters of the flesh and
yeah.
like that it was just like hard.
Well, and that idea of moving on, does that mean like moving on, you know what I'm saying?
Like maybe.
Oh, out?
Maybe Jack cheated on her?
What? No. Like.
What did you think?
Like moving on, like on from the afterlife or whatever. Like going to a different.
That he was like, I think it's time for me to cross over.
Yeah.
I mean, because
wasn't
so
that
pissed.
What she was saying of like he was in that world, like
yes,
in the middle
he
or whatever.
He stayed earthbound for like just centuries.
Yeah, so maybe he was like, you know what? I'm pooped. I gotta move.
Can
literally,
I tell you?
I gotta move on to another realm.
I know this wouldn't be about me, but can you imagine the insult if someone had been a ghost for 300 years and then 2 years married to you, they got so exhausted with people, they had to move on?
I mean... Marcy, I mean, that I don't know what I would do.
I would be like, what does it mean? They're like, no, it's not you. It's like, it's got to be.
That's when you go and you fall in love with an inanimate object that cannot move.
I would be so insulted if someone were like 300, but I don't know if that's why. So,
I don't think that's
why. I don't
why.
Think
I
that's
mean,
why.
But I do, maybe he had to move on just because.
Well, I love the theory, but let me just tell
what?
You, there's
it's
something
a perfect
else.
Theory.
It's a
okay.
great theory.
Okay, what else? What else?
So,
what else?
Okay, you know, she's a big Johnny Depp fan.
Yes.
And Johnny Depp is maybe a bad person.
Maybe.
He definitely is an abusive alcoholic and maybe he's working on that. I don't
know.
I hope
he is. I hope he is.
I
loved you in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, get back to there.
Get back to that.
So there was a discussion on her page because he is leaving the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
So
I think being asked to leave Disney is like parting ways, right?
Yep.
So there's like this big like fucking fight on her Facebook wall.
Really?
Because someone says that he's abusive and they're like, those are all lies. Amber Heard's a bad, like, is crazy. Like, it's very it's inflammatory and upsetting. What
this
is said?
This has so many layers.
So many layers.
This thing has so many layers. Also, it's blowing my mind.
If there starts to become like an LGBTQIA like argument in the midst of it, it's crazy. I can't
really?
Even. And I don't know who these people are. I think one of them who is like stoking things is her daughter. But someone, so they're talking about Johnny Depp and how things will never be the same without him. And then Amanda writes in a comment.
Yes.
This is actually truly breaking Facebook rules to read it on a podcast.
Uh-oh.
But she's like, she's like defending her daughter, whatever. She's like, but blah, 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 blah. I'm talking about the spirit of Jack being destructive and ruining Johnny Depp's life. I pieced it together. What she's alleging is it a possible that her ex-husband has possessed Johnny Depp.
What?
And made him do all these bad things.
I want that story to be the truth. Whoa.
So the abuse, the drinking.
It's all because of the original.
Because she had said in our original interview that she thought that her husband would go visit the set.
Yes.
And would visit Johnny.
Yes.
So I think what she is alleging, which we will read in a book, I am positive you will hear. I don't know how well it'll be covered, but she's alleging that sometimes her ex-husband would possess Johnny Depp. That helped him create the character, and that he maybe took over his body.
Whoa.
And was an alcoholic drunk who abused his wife.
Whoa.
I think that might be what she's maybe tiptoeing into.
What?
Alleging, right?
Oh my goodness. That's
that's some
wow.
You think that your relationship drama is spicy? You ain't got nothing.
You ain't got shit.
Is anyone getting possessed? Is anyone coming back from 300 years ago? Is your ex-husband cheating on you with Amber Heard through someone else's body?
I don't think so.
Is your ex-husband moving on to a different realm?
Is your ex-husband...
instead of a different neighborhood of the city you live in?
Is he so exhausted with you and your nagging that he decides he wants to go to a whole nother plane of existence?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, but...
that's wild. Thanks for the update.
I mean, so if
you... because we have been getting it, like, tweeted at us.
Yes.
And stuff. And so we thought, let's talk about it.
Of course we're sad whenever there's a breakup.
Yeah, that's always tough. But in the end, and it's for the best for everyone.
Yes.
All the time.
Look, when me and my ghost boyfriend break up, just know, I'm going to be single, looking to mingle.
Oh, my. And when me and my Nintendo broke up and got a divorce...
you moved on to Margaritaville.
I moved on to Margaritaville, and we're very happy.
They're a beautiful couple.
Marcy, thank you for that.
Hey, I love to tell the people what's in the news.
You gotta tell the people what's in the news by just reading what's in the news.
That's how you do it.
I like that. That is how you do it.
Yeah. If you guys have any stories of your...
ooh, or any theories of what's going on.
Interdimensional. Yeah. If you know any scoop.
Yeah, if you got the scoop.
I could be wrong. And I hate to gossip about my good friend on Facebook, Amanda. So if I'm wrong.
Or Amanda, if you're listening and you want to do another interview, like a little update interview or whatever, please hit us up. We would love to talk to you and see how you're doing.
No teasing. I want the raw dirt.
Yeah, we want it. Raw dog.
So, but if you have any stories of the paranormal, send it to us at funnyfeeling@gmail.com.
Yes, and keep on listening, telling your friends, rating and reviewing. We love it.
Subscribe.
Let's
double our numbers in 2000. That's our resolution.
Double the numbers.
Double the numbers.
Double the fun.
Cool.
Great. Marcy.
Betsy.
I'm just so excited.
I saw how excited you are.
I ran at you guys.
You've been going insane.
I've been losing my mind. I'm so excited for our guest today. She's an actor and a comedian. Please and a big Disney head. We've gone to Disney a bunch, and it's so fun. We've really lost our minds a few times at Disneyland. Please welcome Kristen Rozanski.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all those applause.
We've really lost our mind at Disneyland a few times.
It's true. We've done a walk of shame.
We did a walk of shame.
You fucked someone at Disney?
Ourselves. We got really drunk one night in a room, and then we got a room at the California Adventure.
True story.
And then we had to get back to LA.
So the next morning we couldn't even, it wasn't even like, cool, we get to go back into the park. It was like, we have to go.
At like 9 a.m., we were walking out. I was still kind of drunk because we stayed at Trader Sam's until like 2 or something. Like,
who knows?
Drinking
tell you.
Tequila.
No concept of time.
I haven't had a night like that.
With strangers.
With strangers. We all woke up with multiple texts from strangers on our
phones.
That
absolutely is true.
That's so funny,
yeah,
though.
I had no idea. Like the morning, Chris was like, oh, yeah, that girl plays Tinkerbell at Disneyland.
She's got a twin sister, and they're, like, both Tinkerbells or something.
So we, like, woke up and walked out of California Adventure into downtown Disney. It was a hot day already.
We're getting on the tram, like, everyone else is coming in to start their hopeful days at Disney, and we're just like, we're the only
like
people on
salty,
the returning tram
salty
at 9 a.m.
We looked wrecked, like clothes that we've been in for too long, and like
everybody
clothes
knew
that you wear to Disney equals like 5 days worth of
you
clothes.
You didn't like, oh yeah, because you wear lots of layers.
No, because you just sit on so, they go through much.
Oh,
they go
yeah
through like a week's worth of
you
wear.
You mean like not 5 days worth of clothes, but like 5 days of like wear.
Of wear, yes.
Because that was a full day of Disney and then
a full night of Disney.
Can I tell you, I'm hurt that I wasn't a part of this. You know I'm a big Disney head.
I know.
Are you a pass holder?
I am. Right now I'm like having like that 9 to whenever grind.
So
I can't go now, but like I cannot wait to hiatus in March.
Yeah.
And I want to like really do it up. In
Call
fact,
me.
What if we do it? What if we did a multi-day?
Ooh. I want to so bad.
Oh.
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 What
yeah
just like really like just leisurely yeah do every inch of a park.
Oh yeah. Leisurely too is what I like to hear.
Yeah, just leisurely be like, we're hitting up this one. Also, I looked at the new guys, this is now a Disney podcast. The like behind the scenes like
Star Wars.
Star Wars looks so cool.
It's gonna be a shit show.
I just want to say, since we're just going to talk about Disney,
yeah,
someone was just telling me that they spent the night in the Haunted Mansion.
Wait, how?
They won a contest where them and their family stayed the night in the Haunted Mansion.
Wait, where do you sleep?
You sleep in the elevator. They set up like a room in the elevator.
And when you first walk in, the growing, like, are we moving up or are we going small?
And like characters, like they was like, oh, the girl, the trapeze girl with the umbrella came in at one point. I mean, I guess the downside was that they were live streaming the whole thing.
That's
a fucking bummer.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
And they were like communicating with people and he was like, yeah, someone would be like, I want you to propose to this person for me, and then he'd be like, Sammy wants you to marry him.
Oh, that's
and I was like,
kind
that's
of weird.
That's
weird.
Sucks. That's a
when
job.
When does that
then
turn off?
You won
yeah, that's a job.
Well, I told yeah you that I once
you went through several rounds to win a job.
I went to a Halloween party there once at the one in Disney World because I did the Disney College program and I got invited to like a party that was like at the Haunted Mansion. So, but it was like the ride was off and we just were like wandering around it.
Ooh.
That's
with like
awesome
food and drink.
That's
and
all
stuff
I want to do.
That's very cool. It was pretty cool. I remember stealing a leaf to be like, I have a
oh
piece of
God,
it.
Oh my God, that's good. And that's the leaf that's always around your neck.
Mm-hmm. It smells terrible.
Yeah, it's stinky.
It's old.
I was like, shit, man.
Okay. Chris,
sorry. Enough about fucking Disneyland.
But boy, I would love some like haunted Disneyland stories.
I mean, a lot of deaths have happened. Shit's haunted. Isn't that table that the head floats from supposedly haunted?
I don't
the
know.
The table itself
we're
is haunted.
We'll have to do some research. It's a haunted table to Disneyland. Okay, so we always start by asking our guests, what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
Ew. Well, I guess it's not that complicated. I want to believe. Yeah. That's my like my broad X-Files statement.
Yeah.
I want to believe. I don't have personal experience with it. And I always say that I want to, or I want to like, I want to go somewhere haunted and I want to have this experience.
Okay. We'll go.
Taking a note.
Oh. But I get creeped out very easily. And then I like, as soon as I feel, if I'm like, could this be when something's going to happen? Then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants. I got to go.
yeah.
But I mean, right, if I'm with like you. With people, I would like to experience something. If I was by myself, I think I would drop dead.
I'm right there with you. Of just like where I would just be like, I've lost my mind.
But I was definitely like a little weird, the little weird kid that was very into like X-Files and aliens and like vampires and all that. Like,
now, a question.
All that cool stuff that made me really cool.
Did you grow up Catholic?
I did not.
Okay.
I grew up atheist.
Wow.
Yes.
I think that makes it harder to believe in ghosts.
It makes it hard to believe in anything.
That's why. Like, if you're like, well, I don't know if there's an afterlife at all, why would there be ghosts or like anything?
But I think that might have been also part of what made it so appealing.
Yes.
And so like,
you wanted to have something.
Yeah. There was there wasn't that like religion for me to focus on. Yep. So I was like,
yeah,
there's gotta be something fun.
There's something out there, but like, I don't know what.
You want there to be aliens, but you're not sure there are aliens.
Aliens are a whole different cup of tea.
Yes. Don't lead the witness. She's shaking your head to say yes, there are.
Because
there have to be
aliens. That's the thing. That's the thing with aliens. Is like
there
have to be.
They have to exist.
They have to exist. There's like some, you know, reptilian alien culture out
running
there
running for Congress.
Hillary Clinton.
I don't know. I read some book that was just like going through all of that. Well, you know, one of those Jared Diamond books that's just like, look, guys, here's the deal. That it has to exist. It doesn't mean we ever have to like meet each other. And we're going to want to hope that we don't, because if we do, they're probably going to do what everyone else has done to each other over time. And they're just going to be like, we're going to eat you.
They could also
eat you
now. They could also be like a planet full of fruit flies for all we know.
But that's still
exactly
going to eat us.
Well, but like fruit flies are never going to figure out how to get here.
Right.
True.
Although they just figured out how they get in fruit.
How do they?
I didn't read the article, guys.
I just saw the headline and that was enough.
Guys, I'm just repeating. I'm regurgitating bits of what I've
seen.
Good. Okay, anything else that you may or may not believe in, though? Like fairies, Loch Ness. No, undecided.
I never really got into the little fairy stuff. Although I do love, where is it? Like
Iceland
and all those places where they're like, they're so certain about fairies and they.
I just went on another podcast called the Bigfoot Collectors Club, which everybody should check out. We're going to have those guys on very soon. And they did a quick like believe it or bullshit. And,
oh, that's fun.
And so
can
I
we
went
rip
on
that off?
Saying like,
should we
should
steal
rip it
off. It right
we'll
now.
Do it with them.
Let's rip them off.
Let's rip them off. But I kept saying bullshit to like fairies, gnomes, but I then said like believe it to like Bigfoot and Yetis. And I was like, I don't know why I have such a thing with fairies and gnomes. I'm like, I don't fucking think so. But then they opened up my mind to the idea of like, what if there's this theory that like these fairies and gnomes and Bigfoots and aliens are all kind of have been, they're like an entity or something that has been coming to humans over all of these years. And they just come in different styles depending on the cultures. And that blew my fucking mind.
Interesting.
And then I was like, maybe I then believe them. I don't know. I'm
so open.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You're
have you
wide
ever seen
open.
Anyone more open?
Marcy's legs are wide open.
I didn't know my legs could touch. My toes are touching each wall.
And this is a long living room.
It's a
But it was an interesting, because I always was just like, fairies, no fucking way. That's just kind of fun, whatever, whatever. And I was like, fuck, What if it is just the other, another dimension's way of, because like Iceland, they're like, you're so cute. Let's send you guys all little fairies. Like,
you're going to be into this.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are going to fucking love this and listen to this.
Always think fairies are fucking with me.
You think they're fucking with
you? Or birds. I'm like, either it's a crow or a fairy came and hid some of my stuff.
Yeah.
Or tricksters. I don't know if I really believe it, but, you know, I don't know. I don't believe a lot of fairies.
Fairies hid your keys.
I did recently decide that I would, if I had the option, I think I would choose to be immortal.
Option between.
Whoa, really?
Or not being immortal.
You would choose to be immortal.
I think so.
Doesn't that sound tedious?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Why was I thinking about Death Becomes Her?
Yes, I did actually just recently rewatch Death Become That.
It's
also
so good.
Just rewatched Interview with the Vampire.
Oh yeah,
which is
there
a
you go.
Crazy movie.
I haven't seen it in years.
And he was, you know, he goes through his whole like emo thing, and he's like, "You watch everyone you know die."
But then you make new friends, you know,
right? That's just like every relationship, yeah. Like a lot, you know,
it's just
the ebb
the
and
extreme.
Flow things
yes.
end.
Yeah,
you move, you go places, and then you have a great time.
Your first chunk of life is like elementary school,
yeah.
And then you got
yeah.
middle school.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, you got to move every 10 years or something." Or people know, and I'm like, 10 years is a decent chunk of time.
What's thrilling about being immortal to you?
That's a good question, Betsy.
Or like, what is it,
Betsy,
that's like?
You just won the Pulitzer Prize.
Did I?
I'm just awarding it to
in
you.
In your face, Geraldo Rivera.
You talk about him constantly lately.
I just listen to him. My Favorite Murder, where they talk about him.
He's a bad guy, right?
Yeah, he's a shit.
Okay.
I don't know, that's bad of me to say.
Wait, this might be bad to say, but I believe we'll see, because I believe I remember an interview where Bette Midler talked about him groping her.
Nasty.
You don't
yeah,
do
he
that.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
Bad boy. Or sue me, whatever, I don't care.
But what is it that's appealing to, because I've always
other
been
than
one where
like not dying.
I guess if that's it.
And I guess they paint it, it's painted as a very romantic notion.
True.
Because they seem to accumulate wealth over time.
Yeah, that's
so
very
they're living in style. So yeah. It's
because
like,
they like kill and steal from people.
Right. I guess you'd have
so
to
is that what you
want to
do? Is kill
I guess what
and
I'm
steal.
Saying is, I want to be immortal and a murderer.
Because
and
what if you were immortal, not a vampire, just an immortal Kristen?
We just have to work.
My immortal
and you could kill and murder people, but what if you get like sentenced to life in prison?
That'd be a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Do you think that's why they do
but
life and
so,
not
like,
99 years?
If I was immortal, I would do the craziest shit in prison.
But then
well,
you'd
then,
still
if you
be
were
there.
Immortal
yeah,
in
but
prison,
I would constantly try to get out.
But
yeah.
then would you get discovered as being some kind of phenomenon
yes.
at some point for not aging and not
true.
You must,
dying.
Right?
And then they, what, dissect you?
Ew.
Or you just get like owned by the military?
Ew.
Then what happens? Then
ew.
You begin the next chapter of your life as some kind of like military weapon.
But you don't get
That's
to do anything. Like it's, you're under...
Yeah, but I feel like at a certain point they'll be like, okay, we figured out this person's immortal. They've served, I don't know, let's say it takes them 50 years to figure out that you're not mm-hmm. aging.
Yeah.
And then they're like, ooh, well, you did your time. We're going to take you. We're going to, you know, La Femme Nikita you.
Oh.
And we're going to turn you into an assassin.
Okay.
And so begins
point
your new
break
life.
Break you.
But then the question is, are you
Wait,
just
is that
like,
what it's called?
Point of
break.
No
return.
Point of no return.
Point of no return.
Oh, yeah,
ah,
it's like
love it.
Bridget, into a surfer.
Bridget Fonda.
Love it. Bridget Fonda.
Okay.
It's like within Nikita, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gabriel Byrne. All right. That's interesting. Uh-oh. I'm into it.
I can get behind that.
I don't want to be immortal. I want to be a ghost.
Oh, a ghost. I thought you said in hell. I was like, oh, mercy.
Did you not hear the O, long O?
No, I didn't at all. I only heard inhale.
Can ghosts have fun?
I said
no. Whoa. I know you said a ghost.
Would it be fun to be a ghost?
Hell.
Can you have fun, or are you like tormented?
See, I plan on being Slimer, so I'm gonna have a blast.
She's gonna eat all kinds of catering.
Just a bunch of hot dogs, blast through walls, leave green slime everywhere.
I'm gonna float above people's beds, pull their sheets.
Ew! Yeah. Mean ghost.
I'm sexy ghost.
Yeah. Sexy. She gets it.
Sexy ghost. Have you ever been to a psychic or a palm reader or anything like that?
Like once. And I would like to go to another one.
Yeah.
Like a one that somebody's like, you gotta go to.
Yes, where somebody's like, they're legit.
I went with some gals once, and it really, we kind of like compared notes because we were all feeling like pretty good, and then it was like, oh, she just said the same thing to all of us.
Shit,
that happened once to me and a group of girlfriends.
Yeah,
she like literally told us like how many kids we were. It was like, we can't all get married and have two kids. Like,
oh,
I can't be all of our
just a nice generalization.
yeah, and then they get like a whiff of you being like an actor or a writer or something, and then I feel like they're just minutes away from being like, here's my spec script.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't do anything with that.
I don't want this.
You know what you should write about? A psychic who's a liar.
Who's a liar?
Let's take a quick break.
Yes, perfect.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling. And we are back. My legs are all over this room. Really spread them
wide.
Spread
open.
Them wide. Okay, so you do have some stories though for us, even if you haven't had your own personal experience, correct?
Correct. I have other people's stories.
Great.
I live vicariously through awesome. Other people's ghost experiences.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I have, so I went to school in Duluth, Minnesota, the University of Minnesota, Ooh. Duluth.
Woo!
And one of the very common jobs that folks had up there, a lot of my classmates, was working at the Glen Sheen Mansion.
Ooh, what's that?
That's a mansion where murder happened.
Oh, shit. Yes.
So two people were murdered in that mansion.
Fuck.
So I'll tell you about that before we go into the
Perfect.
The ghost news. So you know who's haunting
Perfect.
The mansion.
Good, good, good. Set up the history. Into the mystery.
So Elizabeth Congdon was, I think, in her 80s. And she was like living out her days there because her parents had like it was already being held like the university already had possession of it. But they were like, you have to let our kid.
Yes.
Die there,
Whoa.
Basically.
80
oh, wow.
Yeah. So she was like 80 something and she lived there with her nurse. And she had a adopted daughter who was kind of a
what's the nicest way
what's
to say it?
What's the nicest way? I mean, she had a lot of debt, and she was not a...
Just a bummer.
Yeah, she's a real bummer, dude. And she had a husband, and so they think that the husband... They think that she was acquitted. They think that she enlisted the husband to murder... Her mother and the nurse. Well, he wasn't supposed to kill the nurse, but she got in the way. So he goes up to smother Elizabeth in her sleep, but is discovered by the nurse on the way, bludgeons her to death with a candlestick.
This is important. Clue.
Bludgeons her with a candlestick. And you can actually still see, if you go on like a tour of the mansion, you can still see on the like damask wallpaper, the sort of like blood splatter stains.
Because
you can't get it out of damask. You know what I mean?
Damask. It's
and you're
there.
Not going to replace that original 1900s.
I mean, that's very...
Also, can I just say two real quick? Like, fuck them. She was in her 80s.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't wait. Like, probably this woman's like, what?
You could have probably just
bedridden.
Like, opened the fucking window and she would have gotten a cold and died.
I mean...
How dare they?
That's yeah, she
so
wanted
upsetting.
To. She wanted
Just
to rush her inheritance to get her like millions of dollars.
God.
Let her die of neglect. Fire the nurse.
Let her die in a puddle of her own filth.
Have some fucking
there
class.
There we go. You fucking shitheads.
So that happened.
Oh my god.
So that's what's going on there. And they wouldn't let the. So I knew a lot of people that were like tour guides there.
Yes.
Was kind of like a common job that and they wouldn't let people like a lot of, you know, people be like, tell us about the murders. And they'd have to kind of like redirect. And they weren't allowed to talk about it
yeah.
for a long time. But a lot of people that worked there had just a bunch of different classes of ghost stories. And I'll tell you one of them.
Yay!
Well, one of them. So my friend, I guess in the carriage house is like just a little house separate from the main mansion is where they would send the employees to change after work because they'd make them, you know, they did that like the living
yes.
history kind of stuff where they'd be like, she's wearing a maid costume
right.
or whatever. So she'd have to go change and it was all lit up. All the lights were on. And I think the first thing that happened was they had the little like caller ID you know, and for all the rooms
yep. mm-hmm.
and it would say which room within the house was calling, where the call was
yes.
coming from and the phone rings and it's the carriage house, which is where she was. So the carriage house was calling itself.
Ew.
She didn't answer. So we'll never know what would have happened there. She didn't answer that.
I would always answer.
So it's set in the mood. Yeah. I'd answer too.
I would answer just to be like, wait, this has to be a mistake.
Yeah. I just wouldn't assume.
What if it was you? What if you're like, hey, Kristen? It was your voice being like,
I don't think I would recognize my own voice.
It's like the lake house. It's like a year in the future.
Unless like I was like, this is Marcy. I would then be like, oh, damn. but it's hard to recognize your own voice.
Yeah, I wouldn't instantly be like,
yours is, you recognize yours.
Yeah, mine's pretty recognizable. I'd immediately be like, what? Oh, boy. Oh, no. Yeah. Got it. Nailed it. Ew, okay.
Wait, have you heard about the phenomenon, though, of, like, the, like, phone calls from the dead? Like, that is a very common
Jackie
thing.
Johnson. Jackie has that story.
But, like, there are books written about it and stuff. Like, it's so common for, like, dead people to call. In fact, one...
And then the cell phone business.
I was going to say, can they do cell phones?
They
can use cell phones.
It's mostly, like, the frequency they can manipulate, because they don't actually need anything.
Do you think there's an app on a phone where it's like contact the dead through the phone?
Well, there is an app for like recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because many people, like, you can hear like lots of stories about people getting phone calls from someone a day after they died, but they hadn't found out yet.
Oh.
And then they're like, wait, the timing, I got that phone call on Friday and they died Thursday. Like that kind of stuff.
Oh.
It is a phenomenon that is not uncommon, I'll say that. Anyway, so carriage house.
Oh my God. So, meanwhile, back at the carriage house. So, then she gets it in her head to go and look in a closet in there. And there's a bunch of crap laying around. And there's the fucking... Oh, am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, dude.
The fucking candlestick. The murder weapon. Is sitting there. It is not wrapped in anything. It is just sitting there exposed. It is not like
nasty.
It's not cleaned. It's not
horrifying.
It is just a bare naked lady murder weapon sitting
chicken,
there.
Chinese chicken.
And for some reason,
For some reason, she decides to pick it up.
No.
Why? Mm-mm. And as soon as she touches it, every single light goes out.
Jesus Christ.
And she just runs the fuck out of there.
That's so scary.
Crazy? That is so fucking spooky.
That's really scary.
That is so spooky. She touched it.
She touched it.
She touched it. That's horrifying.
That's so scary.
She touched it.
Ew.
What would make her want to touch it?
I feel, would the call be like, there's a candlestick. Or like, what?
Touch
what,
it. Hey, I want you.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
I want you to touch my candlestick.
You up?
Yeah, just touch it. Like,
touch the candlestick.
Just give it a little rub.
Ew.
Wait, did you not? What's happening? That noise scared me. It was
my
God. It's
someone's
my
getting
phone.
In our frequency.
It was probably my phone.
If
sorry.
It's some. What did you hear? You have to tell us.
Is it Elizabeth Compton?
I heard it was like a.
I just heard like a crackle.
Yeah. It's my phone, I'm sure.
It's a fucking ghost.
It's a motherfucking ghost.
Also, I thought I saw outside someone like shining lights in your next door neighbors.
I thought I saw a light over here too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, but
guys,
I'm sure they're doing stuff over there.
Spooked out
guys,
over here.
Spooked now. Ew, that, should we turn off all the lights?
No.
Well, I tell you this next
yeah,
ghost
should
story.
We? Ooh, okay.
But leave the Christmas lights on.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this is just another little one, is that somebody, I guess, there were lights, so they'd be those long hallways, and they, like, when you go up the stairs, it'd be, like, long hallways, you know, because there's always in houses.
There are always in houses.
You know, now that you mention it. And for some reason, don't understand this, they said that they would have to, like, walk all the way to the end of the hallway and, like, turn off lights and then walk back in the dark. And so they'd have little things, like they'd walk back and then they'd turn off the lights and then they'd go back and the lights would be on and then they'd go back and they'd be on, but they'd be unplugged, you know, stuff like
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
That's the kind of ghost I would be. Anyway, keep going.
Or there
was
one where they were running and they tripped over a chair that was in the middle of the hallway. And then when they tried to get it back in, they had to like disassemble it to get it back in the room because
that is so fucked up.
Because it was so big. It
shouldn't have been there.
How
and
did
then another
it get
hallway
out?
Story, because the murder happened on this second floor. So there's a lot of hot activity up
there. Yeah, there is.
It's a hot bed.
So there was a fella who had walked down, turned off the lights.
Sounds
walking
hot
back.
Already.
I'm into it.
He's hot. I can tell.
Yeah.
And lining the walls are a bunch of portraits. Just like, and they're all, he says they're all like, because they're so heavy, they're all like anchored to the wall. You know, they're all like anchored on the real wall. And so he's walking back in the dark and he's getting freaked out because.
Of course.
And he just goes, "Don't fuck with me, Elizabeth." And he says, "All of the paintings fell to the ground."
Oh, fuck. Elizabeth is awesome.
That's me. That's what I'll do.
You'll do that?
Yes.
Like perfectly timed, planned.
I mean,
that's awesome.
You know that Elizabeth the ghost is like planning for like weeks. She's like, "I'm going to fuck with someone and I know exactly how I'm going to do it. Okay, let me like," and she is like planning.
She's making her maid help her.
Yes,
like,
she's
okay,
and her
maid's
like,
side,
yes, she makes
side.
The maid do everything for her, all the hauntings.
Please just
let me,
oh
my God. Let me pass
well,
on to the other
so
side.
Fucking scary.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And there's
what
another
would you
one.
Do? Okay.
This is the same guy. He said that they're because they have an alarm system and they have the little motion sensors in all the rooms. You know, so if they have to set the alarm at the end of the night when they're leaving. Mm-hmm. And they have to wait, you know, all the little lights have to be off.
Yeah.
And if they see like, they'll see like a little thing, they'll just like wait a second because who knows? It's just like some whatever. And so they were going to do that. They see like a little light and they're like, hey, we're just going to wait for this to go off. And then it starts moving through all the rooms.
Oh my God.
Starting at the top and working its way down to where they are. And they were just like, peace. Just like ran out.
That is so scary.
I mean, that's so
scary.
That's horrifying.
That's
we need to go.
What's the name of this place?
Glensheen Mansion.
The Glensheen
in Duluth,
Minnesota. Minnesota.
The Glensheen Mansion.
Oh my God!
Minnesota. Let's go.
Yeah,
man, I'm going back to Minnesota for Christmas.
There you go.
Go down. We'll go up to Glensheen.
There you go.
Should we all go to Minnesota?
Let's go to Minnesota.
Let's take a trip.
All right.
Done.
Oh, that's so. That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those are like movie scares.
Oh, and if you go to Minnesota, we'll get the actual people that experienced it to tell their stories. See if it lines
they're
up.
They're completely different.
Yeah.
Like, that's
not what really happened.
Yeah. We don't want to be rude,
call,
but that's bullshit.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
And a murder.
That's also like, when people get murdered, they're like, I'm going to fuck some shit up now.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You must be so mad.
I'm annoyed.
Bothered.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, if I get murdered and I'm a ghost, I am going to fuck with people.
I'm going to hump the shit out of...
Oh.
You're gonna hump.
You're gonna
haunt.
I thought you said hump too.
I was like,
that's fun.
Okay.
I never even thought of that as a ghost. Just hump the shit out of people.
That's like an incubus or a succubus.
I'm gonna clog up a bunch of toilets.
You're gonna take ghost shits?
Yeah. But they can't see it, but
toilets
are clogged.
It stinks, but I don't see
it
anything.
It stinks like shit.
It's
there's a
like
ghost
shit.
That stinks like shit.
She smells like someone's eating a bunch of hot dogs. Taking a bunch of hot dog dumps.
Yeah, Slimer!
Do you have any other stories? Or would you like to listen to some?
Is there one?
Some or just one.
We'll see. Well, I could tell you what this isn't like a ghost story. This is just sort of thing.
Okay, great.
I'll just connect all these little things. So my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my uncle who apparently, my mom just told me that apparently when he was 9, he like predicted, like the day the house was gonna sell and that they would also sell something else that they weren't trying to sell.
Oh, fuck.
Then, like, that day, that's exactly what happened.
Oh.
That's his own, whatever. But this uncle is the one who, I think I told you about this, he left his kids with John Wayne Gacy.
What?
I don't think you did.
What?
Yes. Yeah, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man. So I guess John Wayne Gacy was a clown at the hospital in town. And
my God. You never told me this. This is my
dad who told you that.
I didn't.
Oh, you
so
must
you
have.
Know,
oh,
my God. First time telling this to Betsy.
This is the first time
me,
Betsy's hearing this.
And our listeners.
I mean, that's about it.
That's it. I mean, at the hospital.
They're fine. They didn't get murdered.
The kids were at the hospital and he was there.
He's like, oh, this fucking clown they were, seems
like,
cool.
They were there to, I don't know, visit somebody or something. And they like, you know, there was this clown there that like that was there to entertain and you could leave the kids. And they left their kids with motherfucking John Wayne Gacy. Dude.
In the house where he had dismembered all those boys.
No, this was at the hospital.
In the hospital where he like worked.
Okay.
Fuck. But yeah, they left their kids
there. Have you talked to this uncle about
it? Or those cousins?
I
haven't talked to the cousins about it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they even remember.
Someone who like had a premonition at a young age, it's weird how that shit went away.
Yeah, they're like, wow, you really missed that one. That one went out.
It only works with sales, you guys. Like,
I'm like more into real estate.
Yeah, I'm really good at real estate. A few sports things, but anything bigger.
I thought maybe I had gotten the gift because I dreamt one night that my friend was, well, the specifics are weird. I dreamt that she was making a video to like announce her pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she told me she was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
But that's the closest I've ever gotten.
That's pretty good.
I'm still waiting for my dream about like having sex with Batman. Maybe that's a premonition.
But like with the 1960s Batman, right? Adam West.
Yeah, that like silk costume. Yeah. Like blue silk.
Yeah. Oh, my
Those
God.
Those eyebrows just drawn on in
shock. Hell yes. Hell yes. Do the Batusi.
That's it for me.
Would you like to listen to a ghost story?
Those are so
I would love
good.
To listen to a ghost story.
We should
story.
Write a movie about Glenn Sheen.
Glenn Sheen.
Hi, Betsy and Marcy. So I'm going to start this off by saying that my entire life I've been a very intuitive and very empathic person. So my whole life I've always kind of been able to pick up on energies or vibes where, you know, you can't really explain it. And a few months ago, I actually had a very serious encounter in my own home. My roommate, Aria, she'd already been living there for about a year before I moved in. And as soon as I moved in, I wasn't sleeping well in the house and things just kind of progressed. We have a spare back bedroom that I was going to use as an office because I'm starting school again. And so I was like, oh, it'll be a place I can do my homework and not get distracted. Well, setting up that room, just the energy in the room was off. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to work properly in here. And, you know, as time went on, little things started happening. There's a light in that back room that kept turning on its own, and Aria never went in there for anything. It was basically just like the room that I would use. And I, like I mentioned, never really went in there either. So the lights started turning on. Aria would hear knocking when she was alone. I would hear knocking. Eventually the knockings progressed to banging noises like in the living room. Like it sounded, Aria described it as like literally things were crashing over, like lamps and things that we have in the living room. And she'd go out there and everything was fine. And the month leading up to the event, I was feeling incredibly manic depressive, which is something I do struggle with in my life, but it has never been as serious as it was at that point. And so I was just, you know, really struggling and not feeling good and just feeling tremendously sad. And there was a night where Aria was staying the night at her boyfriend's house, and I'm a little night owl, so I was up. It was about 3 a.m, so, you know, witching hour, that's fun for scary things to happen. I got up to take a shower, and when I closed my door, something clattered outside in the hallway, and I didn't think anything of it because we have 4 dogs that are kind of always up to something and running around, and, you know, the dogs weren't growling or barking, so I didn't think anything of it. So I showered, I got out, and when I got out of the shower, my phone, which had been plugged in my room about 10 feet away, my phone along with the charging cord were in front of the bathroom door in the hallway, and the little charging block that you plug into the wall was down the hall. Immediately I was freaked the fuck out, but I just said out loud, that's not where that goes, because, you know, I kind of assumed it was, I picked up on the fact that it was a man, and it was, So I contacted one of my friends about it. She's actually a medium. She's Catholic. Her mother's a medium. Her grandmother's a medium. So she's very strong. So she came over and immediately was like, what's in the back room? This girl has never been to my house before. So I tell her that's where kind of all the events had started. And she was like, oh yeah, he's here. And I was like, oh, so it is a guy. She's like, yeah. She's like, he's not aggressive or violent. He's tremendously sad. And I was like, oh, weird. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, honestly, she said he's very connected to you. He's reached out to you. This is why you've been feeling so sad. You've been feeling what he's been feeling. Your spirits have connected on this plane because you've gone through similar trauma in your life or in a past life and you've recovered from it. And so he feels that he can connect with you and reach out to you. And I was like, oh, okay. So like, and I said, I'm here to help. Like, let's help this guy because obviously he's sad and he's causing things around the house that I'm not comfortable with. And my roommate, obviously, at this point was freaking the fuck out because I told her about the phone thing. She was terrified. So she was like, absolutely, let's get this figured out. We come to find out his name is Michael. So we go in the back room and my friend, who is a medium, immediately says that our back room was a nursery. And Michael wouldn't tell her exactly what had happened, but we kind of boiled it down to like a crib death or SIDS. His baby died in our house. His child died in the house. So that's kind of what we were able to chalk it up to. So basically that's what kept him in our house. He didn't die in our house, but because his baby did, that's what kept him there. So we did the whole process of helping him cross over. And as soon as that was all done, just all of the rooms in the house where there were tension, that tension was gone. All of the tension that I'd been feeling in my own body was gone. I had never felt so relieved so quickly. And we saged the house afterwards. We told him he could go, that he was free to go. He was released from his pain and his suffering. And as we were doing that, I felt like a small, warm pressure in the middle of my back. And I asked my friend, I said, is he touching me right now? She said, yeah. She said, he's rubbing your back because he's so thankful for you. And he's so happy you helped him and you were able to help him. He's so happy. And she said, then for the next couple weeks, he's probably going to come back and visit you guys because he's really thankful. And sure enough, for maybe the next month or so, we could just tell when he was home. And I'd acknowledge him. I would say, hello, Michael. And he would start knocking basically as a way to say hi and communicate, which I thought was so cool. And then my roommate was still kind of freaked out and he left a little gift for her. She has Christmas lights in her room and she was still scared about everything. And she said, you know, I want to be respectful of the fact that he's here, that this was his home at one point. I'm not afraid, you know, I don't want him to think that I'm scared or that he can't be here, but it's just really unsettling and hard for me to accept. And I said, it's just going to take time, you know? And then the next day, sure enough, she comes back and a replacement bulb from the Christmas lights in her room was like on her bed. And I texted our friend, it was a medium, and she said, oh yeah, he left that. He's really nice. He's going to do stuff like that because he's really thankful, but he wants her to know it's going to be okay. So whenever Michael's home, we just feel like a warm paternal presence. And it's very cool because every other interaction I've had with the ghost has been mildly terrifying. I mean, this was no exception. This was still very scary at first. He also apologized for scaring the bejesus out of me when he threw my phone at me, but he was really trying to reach out and get attention. And he had been doing that with the lights. That's the way they initially communicate, is they turn lights on and off. So, you know, that's not necessarily always a scary thing. I've heard a couple celeb stories where they're saying lights are turning on and off and the house is so haunted, that's bad. And maybe to provide some perspective, sometimes they just want help and they just want attention and acknowledgement because they were people at one point and they still are. But yeah, sorry that this was such a long story. I hope you guys enjoy and, you know, have something to say about it. So thanks.
Chelsea, that
was... It was spooky and...
Touching.
Touching. It was very Guillermo del Toro.
Some twists, some turns.
Yeah, mama.
It should be... No, I'm sorry. It's Christmas right now. It's Christmas time. It would be such a good, like, freeform ABC Family, Lifetime movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
just a Christmas light bit.
Yeah. That was, it started off so scary.
Horrifying.
And then it got so, like, I got chills, got so the sad, more,
and then it got so sweet.
And I gotta say, you and your roommate are so nice. I would have fucking lost my shit.
Yeah, you guys are also very, like, emotionally mature. Yes. And receptive.
I'm, like, hey, Mike, I'm sorry, you gotta fucking leave me alone,
also,
dude.
Chelsea, you're so nice because you use your turn signal.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yeah, you're a considerate driver.
It was like a a Foley artist.
It was perfect.
I like exactly the kind of car she drives. It's like a standard. It's like a Jeep or something.
It was
she
got that parking brake cried.
That was a really
it
good
was
one.
So good.
That was amazing. It
and
really gave me chills.
It's Kristen, I this has happened since doing this podcast of, like, I used to be so afraid of ghosts. Mm-hmm. Or you not so, like, but scared. Mostly, it was always usually negative. But now, listening to so many people's stories and stuff, it's like, oh, most of the time, it's more of a positive thing.
Yeah.
Than it is a scary negative thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, it's a way to connect. I mean, your stories were all horrifying.
Yeah, those are horrifying.
Yeah, but also, like, too.
But they're also still just up, like, they're not harmful. They are still just a, like,
yeah.
On the flip side, though, no one who's been murdered by a ghost has written us either.
Very true.
Oh my God.
I've told Betsy this before, but I was talking to my mom about ghosts, and I was like, I'm not really scared of ghosts. Like, what are they gonna do? Kill
oh my
you?
Gosh.
And my mom was like, yeah, Marcy, they could kill you. I was like, I've never heard of a ghost killing someone. She's like, well, you wouldn't, would you? They don't leave evidence.
You're like, oh girl, can be sure. I just remembered that I just met a girl who told me that Annabelle is from her family.
Wait, what?
That she is a descendant of, like,
one of those
she's
nurses?
Like, oh yeah, she's like, like eye roll. She's like, oh yeah, that's my family.
Well,
like,
it's not that long.
She's like, yeah, I was like my grandma or whatever. And
yeah,
she's like, that's
like
her grandma
and 60s.
Was a nurse.
I didn't get as much from her as I wanted to. She was just like, because I was like, so tell me, like, and I didn't get. She was just like, yeah, I mean, it was just like a doll that did that when they would go to sleep, but like did things. And I was like, that's all you have to say about this. I'm trying to get
chill about
also,
it.
If you're that grandma, are you? What presents can you ever give your grandchildren?
Yeah,
you can't give them a doll or any kind of car.
Just gift certificates, man.
You're like, here's cash.
Yeah,
cold
here's
hard cash.
I think that
here's a bunch
fuck
of sage.
You up for the rest of your life.
Here's some crystals and sage.
Whoa. Yeah, here's a crucifix. Go to church.
Yeah, here's some fucking garlic. Sounds like what my grandma would give me. No, I never knew my grandma.
Oh, here we go.
Well, now we're doing it,
okay,
I guess. Can I just ask a question real quick?
Never really.
What? If there's a ghost in here, will you twinkle the Christmas lights?
Oh, my God.
Nope.
This is we're at my house right now.
Nothing.
So
okay.
There better not be.
Not even
it
one.
It didn't happen, so.
Yeah, no, it's a clear. It's a fun house.
It's a fun, it is a fun house.
But if there was a ghost, it's fine. Just like, chill out.
You know what? Her story made me remember something that's sort of stupid, and I probably shouldn't even say it because I don't know what it means, but recently in my house, I was wearing my robe, and I was like sitting at the table, like doing probably editing and stuff for a podcast, and I just felt like warm heat on my right elbow.
Oh.
And like it was cold in the morning, and I was just like in a robe, and I was like, huh, someone's here.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
But I don't know anything else other than that.
I will say this story sparked in my, like, we haven't had a lot of stories where pretty much a solution has been solved.
That's true.
Which is really
like,
cool.
Letting him pass over.
Yeah, of like, just being like, okay, we'll work with you. Like, you asked for help, which I do think a lot of the times
that's what
these
it's all
ghost
about.
Interactions are like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily help, but just like, I'm here. Know that. But like, kind of being like, I'm a lost soul or whatever, and then be like, okay, we have a friend who can communicate.
Yeah.
Let's work with it. That's pretty rare.
That's cool.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's so
very nice.
I love it.
Aww. What a perfect outcome.
It should be an ABC Family Christmas movie.
Yes. It's a little scary, but it's nice.
Just like the
also,
Christmas
Carol. I can't
Carol.
Wait to see those four dogs in the movie.
I love that reveal.
Yeah,
that, the four dogs.
I was like, that's crazy. I wonder if those dogs ever noticed.
I was just going to say, I wonder if they got bent out of shape.
I hope they're all the biggest dogs in the world. A Great Dane, a Mastiff.
Because that's supposed to be a big thing, right? Like the way animals react.
Big time. Yes. Yeah.
You, that's why anytime my cat is staring at a wall, I'm like,
that's it.
There's something here.
That's it. Has Linus just, ever done anything? Like bark into a corner?
Nah. It's just a cat just like staring at weird things.
Looking
but I think
bugs.
He's just, you're looking for bugs.
My cat always remembers where one time 2 years ago he saw a bug and he just waits for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm like, it was 2 years ago, Bo.
I mean, hey, that's pretty good. It's like, that's pretty good, though.
He's like, maybe another bug.
There was
will
a puddle
over.
That you I drank mean, from. Me. I, there might be a puddle again.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
In the wild, yeah.
In the wild.
Yeah.
Get that water hole.
Kristen, this has been so fun.
Yeah.
Where can people find you if you want them to?
Online.
What if I just give my address?
Do it.
Please send me cards. Please send me cards.
I'm so lonely. I want a greeting card.
Where can they find me?
Just
I
online.
Mean, they can find me, you know, on like Twitter, like Instagram. I don't know. Those
if you
are
don't
things,
want them
right?
to, you don't have
I would love for them to.
Okay.
I would love for
What's
them to.
What's your handle? Kristen Rosansky?
You nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
And Rosansky is R-O-S-A-N-K-I.
Z.
Oops.
Nope.
I messed it up.
It's R-O-Z-A-N-S-K-I. And
I
Kristen
knew
is a K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Thank you very much.
We did it all out of order.
It's going to be really hard to
so
keep
So you got to piece it together. It's a little puzzle for everybody.
Yeah, she's playing hard to get. Kristen, thank you so much. That was great.
Thank you, guys. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo. Or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.